أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, continuing with our journaling of the Quran and looking at the ayat that begin with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, today we will look at the last ayah of Surah As-Saff, and this is Surah number 61. Quite a long ayah, but let's just have a look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, or you who profess belief, or you who believe, كُونُوا أَنْصَارَ اللَّهِ. It's actually an order which says, be the helpers of Allah. In other words, be the ambassadors of Allah. كَمَا كَالَ, like he said, who said? Isa ibn Maryam. Like Isa, son of Maryam, said, لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ, to his disciples. Now, just a note here, Hawariyin are those people who work near the river, either fishermen or anybody who deals with the river. And we find the helpers of Prophet Isa were such. And he said that Isa asks his disciples, Man Ansari ilallah, who are my helpers in the cause of Allah? Kalal Hawariyun. And the disciples said, Nahnu Ansarullah, we are the helpers in the cause of Allah. فَآمَنَتْ تَعِفَةٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, so a party of the Bani Israel believed. وَكَفَرَتْ تَعِفَةٌ, and another party covered up the truth. فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَى عَدُوهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ, and we helped those who believed against their enemy, and they had the upper hand. Let's try and understand this concept of being helpers of Allah. There is an awesome ahadith in Bihar al-Anwar, narrated by Abdullah ibn Masud, about the inscriptions on the 8 doors of Jannah and the 7 doors of Jahannam. And these sort of encapsulate being helpers of Allah, which literally means serving humanity. So I'll pick out those attributes that are important in understanding how we can serve humanity. For example, on the first door of Jannah, amongst the others, it says, to honor the rights of others. To abstain from feeling of hatred or enmity towards others. On the second door, to show affection towards orphans. To show compassion to those who are widowed. To strive to meet the needs of other mu'mineen. To inquire about and visit those who are poor and those who are needy. On the fourth door, it talks about honoring one's guests, honoring one's neighbors, honoring one's parents, to speak the best or to remain silent. On the fifth door, never show injustice. Do not abuse others. Do not belittle others. On the sixth door, it's about building a masjid, about cleaning a masjid. On the seventh door, it's visiting the sick, escorting a janazah. On the eighth door, for example, it's having the best of akhlaq, but maybe the best of them is to stop any grief or hurt directed at one who is attached to Allah, which is any human being in essence. Some of the inscriptions on the doors of Jahannam, according to this hadith, says, one who does not wish to be exposed on the day of Qiyamah should provide clothing to those who don't have any. One who does not wish to be thirsty on the day of Qiyamah should quench the thirst of those who are thirsty in the world. And one who does not wish to be hungry on the day of Qiyamah should provide for the hungry in the world. That in essence is what it means by being helpers of Allah. And when in this ayah he says, we help those who believe against their enemy and they had the upper hand, anybody who serves humanity has the upper hand in the eyes of Allah. And in essence, that is what it's all about. It's all about how we leave the world. Did we leave the world a better place than what we found it in? Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq to be amongst those who are called Ansar Allah, the helpers of Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.